Michael! I've got one! I've got a fish, mate! Michael!
Go on! Put it on!
Why?
The sound of trees.
Wolfhard! Wolfhard! Protect me, baby! Oh, yes. Let's go at once.
Haven't you had any sleep, Mr. Furrow? I've gone and had too much. Must be getting late.
No. It isn't. It isn't midday yet. The days are growing dark.
Come on! Let's go! No time!
Not before Mr. Frodo's had something to eat.
No time to lose!
Oh, no, I'm not hungry. At least he's not for Lambeth bread. All right. We don't have that much left. We have to be careful or we're going to run out. You go ahead and eat that, Mr. Furrow. I've rationed it. There should be enough.
For what?
The journey home.
I'm back at the Green Dragon after a hard day's work.
Only you've never done a hard day's work.
Welcome, my lord, to Isengard.
You young rascals! A merry hunt you've led us on, and now we find you feasting and smoking!
We are sitting on a field of victory, enjoying a few well-earned comforts. The salted pork is particularly good.
Salted pork? Hobbits.
We're under orders from Treebeard, who's taking over management of Isengard.
Young Master Black. I'm glad you come. Wood and water, stock and stone, I can master. But there is a wizard to manage here, locked in his tower.
And there Saruman must remain, under your guard, Treebeard.
Well, let's just have his head and be done with it.
No. There's no power anymore.
The filth of Saruman is washing away. Trees will come back to live here. Young trees, wild trees.
Pippin!
Yes, my bark.
Peregrine took. I'll take that, my lad. Quickly now.
Tonight, we remember those who gave their blood to defend this country. Hail the victorious dead!
It was not Thaelin of Rohan who led our people to victory. Ah, don't listen to me. You are young, and tonight is for you.
You can drink the whole town dry. You can get your fancy ales, you can drink them by the flagon, but the only food for the brave and true comes from that green dragon.
No news, Brad. No word. Nothing. We have time. Every day, Frodo moves closer to Mordor.
Do you know that?
What does your heart tell you?
That Frodo is alive. Yes. Yes, he's alive.
Never! Smeagol hates birthday illnesses. Smeagol wants to see them. Dead. And we will. Smeagol did it once. He can do it again. Must get it back. Patience, my love. First, we must lead them to her.
We'll lead them to the winding star. Yes, the stars and then.
Up the stairs we go. Until we come to the tunnel.
She must eat, or she gets his filthy oxes, and that doesn't taste very nice, does it, Precious? No, not very nice at all, my love. She hungers for sweeter meats, hobbit meat, and when she throws away the bones and the empty clothes, then we will find it.
And take it for me!
the eyes. That's the hobbit thing.
Leave him alone! I heard it from his own mouth. He means to murder us!
Never!
You wouldn't pass a blood! This is horrid! Fat, horrid! Run!
You
miserable little maggot! Show me your enemy! Show me a liar! You're a liar!
Damn, Mark, we're lost!
I don't care! I can't do it, Mr. Frodo. I won't wait around for him to kill us. I'm not sending him away.
You don't see it, do you?
He's a villain. We can't do this by ourselves. Not without a guide. I need you on my side.
I'm on your side, Mr. Frodo.
I know, Sam. I know. Trust me. Come to me.
The stars are veiled. Something stirs in the east. A sleepless malice. The eye of the enemy is moving.
What are you doing?
Look at me. What did you see?
A tree. There was a white tree in a courtyard of stone. It was dead. It said it was burning.
Minas Tiris. Is that what you saw?
I saw. saw him. I could hear his voice in my head.
What did he do? Speak. What did you tell him about Frodo and the ring? There was no lie in Pippin's eyes. A fool, but an honest fool, he remains. He told Sauron nothing of Frodo and the ring.
We've been strangely fortunate. Pippin saw in the Palantir a glimpse of the enemy's plan.
Sauron moves to strike the city of Minas Tirith. His defeat at Helm's Deep showed our enemy one thing. He knows the heir of Elendil has come forth. Men are not as weak as he supposed. There is courage still, strength enough perhaps to challenge him. Sauron fears this. He will not risk the peoples of Middle-earth uniting under one banner. He will raise Minas Tirith to the ground before he sees a king return to the throne of men. If the beacons of Gondor are lit, Rohan must be ready for war.
Tell me, why should we ride to the aid of those who did not come to ours? What do we owe Gondor?
I will go.
No.
They must be warned.
They will be.
We must come to Minas Tirith by another road. Follow the river. Look to the black ships.
Understand this. Things are now in motion that cannot be undone. I ride for Minas Tirith. And I won't be going alone.
Of all the inquisitive hobbits Peregrine took, you are the worst. Hurry, hurry!
Where are we going?
Why did you look? Why do you always have to look?
I don't know. I can't help it.
You never can.
I'm sorry, all right. I won't do it again.
Don't you understand? The enemy thinks you have the ring. He's going to be looking for you, Pip. They have to get you out of here.
And you're coming with me. Mary? Come on. How far is Minas Tirith?
3 days' ride, as the Nazgul flies. And you better hope we don't have one of those on our tail.
Here, something for the road.
Last of the Longbottom leaf.
I know you've run out. You smoke too much, Pip.
But we'll see each other soon. Won't we?
Run, Shadowfax. Show us the meaning of haste.
Mary!
Take her by the safest road. A ship lies anchored in the Grey Havens. It waits to carry her across the sea. The last journey of Arwen Undomir.
Thank you.
Lady Arwen. We cannot delay. My lady!
I looked into your future and I saw death.
There is also life. You saw there was a child. You saw my son.
That future is almost gone.
But it is not lost.
Nothing is certain.
From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadow shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king.
Reforge the sword. Hatter. Gandalf! Gandalf!
Yes, the White Tree of Gondor, the tree of the king. Lord Denethor, however, is not the king. He is a steward only, a caretaker of the throne.
That's curly. Lord Denethor is Boromir's father. To give him news of his beloved son's death would be most unwise. I do not mention Frodo, the ring. And say nothing about Aragorn either. In fact, it's better if you don't speak at all about Gondor.
Hail Denethor, son of Exhelion, lord and steward of Gondor. I come with tidings in this dark hour, and with counsel.
Perhaps you come to explain this. Perhaps you come to tell me why my son is dead.
Boromir died to save us, my kinsmen and me. He fell defending us from many foes.
Pippin!
I offer you my service, such as it is, in payment of this debt.
Get up. My lord, there will be a time to grieve for Boromir. But it is not now. War is coming. The enemy is on your doorstep. As steward, you are charged with the defense of this city. Where are Gondor's armies? You still have friends. You are not alone in this fight. Send word to Theoden of Rohan. Light the beacons.
You think you are wise, Mithrin? Yet for all your subtleties, you have not wisdom. Do you think the eyes of the White Tower are blind? I have seen more than you know. With your left hand, you would use me as a shield against Mordor. And with your right, you would seek to supplant me. I know who rides with Theoden of Rohan. Oh, yes. Word has reached my ears of this Aragorn. Son of Arathorn, and I tell you now, I will not bow to this ranger from the north, last of a ragged house, long bereft of lordship.
Authority is not given to you to deny the return of the king, steward.
The rule of Gondor is mine, and no other's.
I imagine this is just a ceremonial position. I mean, you don't actually expect me to do any fighting, does he?
You're in the service of the steward now. You're going to have to do as you're told. Peregrine Took, guard of the citadel.
It's so quiet.
It's the deep breath before the plunge.
I don't want to be in a battle. But waiting on the edge of one I can't escape is even worse. Is there any hope, Gandalf, for Frodo and Sam?
There never was much hope. Just a fool's hope. Our enemy is ready. His full strength gathered. Not only orcs, men as well. Legions of Haradrim from the south. Mercenaries from the coast. All answer Mordor's call. This will be the end of Gondor as we know it. Here the hammer stroke will fall hardest. If the river is taken, if the garrison at Osgiliath falls, the last defense of this city will be gone.
But we have the White Wizard. That's got to count for something. Gandalf?
Sauron has yet to reveal his deadliest servant. The one who will lead Mordor's armies in war. The one they say no living man can kill. The Witch King of Angmar. You've met him before. He stabbed Frodo on Weathertop. He is the Lord of the Nazgûl, the greatest of the Nine. Minas Morgul is his lair.
Thank you. Morgan took my life, there is a task now to be done. Another opportunity for one of the Shire folk to prove their great worth. You must not fail me.
To the river, quick! Go, go. Come on.
Arthur.
Thank you. And Rohan will answer. Muster the Rohirrim. Men as can be found.
You have 2 days. On the third, we ride for Gondor and war.
Gamli, make haste across the Rithamar. Summon every able-bodied man to Dunhan.
Just to the encampment. It's tradition for the women of the court to farewell the men. The men have found their captain. They will follow you into battle, even to death. You have given us hope.
Thank you.
They broke their defenses. They've taken the bridge in the west bank. Battalions of orcs are crossing the river.
It is the Lord Denethor predicted. Long has he foreseen this doom.
Foreseen and done nothing. Faramir. This is not the first halfling to have crossed your path.
You've seen Frodo and Sam.
Where? When?
In Ithilien. Not 2 days ago. Gandalf. They're taking the road to the Mobile Vale.
And then the pass of Cirith Ungol.
What does that mean? What's wrong?
Faramir. Tell me everything.
Slay them all. What of the wizard?
I will break him.
Where are Theoden's riders?
Where Rohan's army come?
With Vendir.
Courage is the best defense that you have now.
Here do I swear fealty and service to Gondor. In peace or war, in living or dying, from this hour henceforth, until my lord release me, or death take me.
And I shall not forget it, nor fail to reward that which is given. Fealty with love. Valor with honor. Disloyalty with vengeance.
I do not think we should so lightly abandon the outer defenses. Defenses that your brother long held intact.
What would you have me do?
I will not yield the river in Pelennor unfought. Osgiliath must be retaken.
My lord, Osgiliath is overrun.
Much must be risked in war. Is there a captain here who still has the courage to do his lord's will?
wish now that our places had been exchanged? That I had died and Boromir had lived?
You were robbed of Boromir. I will do what I can in his stead. If I should return, think better on me, Father.
That will depend on the manner of your return.
What are you up to? Sneaking off, are we?
Sneaking? That hobbit is only so polite. Sneedle shows them secret ways that nobody else could find. And they say, Snoot! Snoot! Very nice friend. Yes, my precious, very nice friend.
All right, all right. You just startled me, is all. What were you doing? Fine. Have it your own way. I'm sorry to wake you, Mr. Frodo. We have to be moving on. It's dark still. It's always dark here. Gone! The elven bread!
What? That's all we have left.
He took it! He must have!
Sneedle? No, not poor Sneedle. Sneedle hates mercy elf bread.
You're a lying rat! What did you do with it?
He doesn't eat it. He can't have taken it.
Look. Crumbs on his jackals. He took it. He took it. I've seen him. He's always stuffing his face when my stomach.
That's a filthy lie. You stinking two-faced Sam, for me. Stop it. Oh, Sam. I'll get him. Sam, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to go so far. I was just so angry. Here, just rest a bit.
I'm all right.
No. No, you're not all right. You're exhausted. It's that golem. It's this place. It's that thing around your neck. I could help a bit. I could carry it for a while.
Carry it for a while.
I can share the load.
Get away!
I don't want to keep it!
just want to help.
See, he wants it for himself.
Get out of you! Go away! Get out of here!
No, Sam. It's you. I'm sorry, Sam.
But he's a liar. He's poisoned you against me.
You can't help me anymore.
You don't mean that.
Go home.
Father's will has turned to madness. Do not throw away your life so rashly.
Where does my allegiance lie if not here?
Your father loves you, Theron. Remember it.
At least, well enough for my own people. But we have no songs for great halls and evil times.
And why should your songs be unfit for my halls? Come, sing me a song.
Behind the world ahead, and there are many paths to tread through shadow, through the edge of night, until the stars are all alight. Mist and shadow. Cloud and shade.
6,000 spears. Less than half of what I'd hoped for.
6,000 will not be enough to break the lines of Mort.
More will come.
Every hour lost hastens Gondor's defeat. We have till dawn. Then we must ride. It is the road to the Dimhold, the door under the mountain.
None who venture there ever return. But none to Nadiva.
Some food.
There. A true esquire of Rohan.
I'm safe. Isn't all that dangerous. It's not even sharp.
Well, that's no good. You won't kill many orcs with a blunt blade. Come on. To the smithy, go!
You should not encourage him.
You should not doubt him.
I do not doubt his heart, only the reach of his arm.
Why should Merry be left behind? He has as much cause to go to war as you. Why can he not fight for those he loves?
Thank you.
Théoden awaits you, my lord.
You will not long survive the evil that now spreads from Mordor. The light of the even star is failing. As Sauron's power grows, her strength wanes. Arwen's life is now tied to the fate of the ring. The shadow is upon us, Aragorn. The end has come.
It will not be our end, but his.
You ride to war, but not to victory. Sauron's armies march on Minas Tirith, as you know, but in secret he sends another force which will attack from the river. A fleet of Corsair ships sails from the south. They'll be in the city in 2 days. You're outnumbered, Aragorn. You need more men.
There are none. You would call upon them to fight. They believe in nothing. They answer to no one.
They will answer to the King of Gondor.
Anduin, the flame of the west, forged from the shards of Narsil.
Doing this. The war lies to the east. You cannot leave on the eve of battle. You cannot abandon the men.
No.
We need you here.
Why have you come?
Do you not know?
Where do you think you're off to?
Not this time. This time you must stay, Gimli. Have you learned nothing of the stubbornness of dwarves?
You might as well accept it. We're going with you, laddie.
There is no hope.
He leaves because he must.
Too few have come. We cannot defeat the armies of Mordor.
No. We cannot. But we will meet them in battle nonetheless. Instruction. The people are to follow your rule in my stead. Take up my seat in the Golden Hall. Long may you defend Edoras if the battle goes ill.
What other duty would you have me do, my lord?
Linger in such a place.
One that is cursed. Long ago, the men of the mountain swore an oath to the last king of Gondor to come to his aid, to fight. But when the time came, when Gondor's need was dire, they fled, vanishing into the darkness of the mountain. And so Isildur cursed them, never to rest until they had fulfilled their pledge. Was made by those who are dead, and the dead keep it. The way is shut.
Underground, where a dwarf dare not. Oh, I'd never hear the end of it.
We must ride light and swift. It's a long road ahead. Man and beast must reach the end with the strength to fight. Little hobbits do not belong in war, Master Meriadoc.
All my friends have gone to battle. I would be ashamed to be left behind.
It is a 3-day gallop to Minas Tirith, and none of my riders can bear you as a burden.
I want to fight.
I will say no more.
Suffer the living to pass. You will suffer me.
I summon you to fulfill your oath.
None but the King of Gondor may come out with me. That line was broken. It has been remade.
Fight for us. And regain your honor. What say you? What say you?
You wait your time, Aragorn. We had no honor in life, we have none now in death.
I am Isildur's heir. And I will hold your oath fulfilled. What say you?
Thank you.
Vermeer.
Do not that he had fallen. They were outnumbered. None survived.
Fear. This is right with it. Let us ease their pain. Release the prisoners.
Shut up!
My sons are dead. My line has ended.
He's alive.
The House of Stuart has failed.
He needs medicine, my lord.
My line has ended.
Thank you.
They told us how to fight.
This is no place for a hobbit! Guard of the Citadel indeed. Now back, up the hill, quickly. Quick!
Smeagol! He's sticky! What is it? Thank you.
give you the light of Erendi, our most beloved star. May it be a light for you in dark places when all other lights go out.
Erendi, so sorry, Sam. So sorry.
This task was appointed to you, Frodo of the Shire. If you do not find a way, no one will.
Bring wood and oil.
Thank you. Looks like old Steelog's been having a bit of fun.
Killed another one, has she?
This fellow ain't dead.
Not dead.
She jabbed him with her finger, and he goes as limp as a boned fish. Then she has her way with them. That's how she likes to feed. Fresh blood. Get into the tower!
Someone, you fool. The scum will be awake in a couple of hours.
Then he'll wish he'd never been born.
Already burning.
He's not dead. He's not dead! No! 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 He's not dead! No!
You are a peregrine and a paladin.
No! No!
I release you from my suffering. Go now and die in what way seems best to you.
Second level!
Run, you maggot! More rats! Fight in front! Archers behind!
So passes Denzel, son of Expelled. Turns to silver dust.
glass. And then you see it.
What? An elf? See what?
White shores. And beyond. The far green country. And a swift sunrise.
That wasn't so bad.
No. No, it isn't.
Rally to me! To me!
Feast on his flesh.
I will kill you if you touch him.
Do not come between the Nazgul and his prey.
Thank you.
shall not now feel ashamed.
Release us. Bad idea.
Very handy in a tight spot, these lads. Despite the fact they're dead.
You gave us your word.
I hold your oath fulfilled. Go. Be at peace.
Hands off that shiny shirt. That's mine. That goes to the Great Eye, along with everything else. I don't take orders from stinking Morgul rats. No! You touch it, and I'll stick this blade in your gut.
The gun sight denied me! Kill him!
I'm so sorry. Sorry for everything. I'll
get you out of here.
It's too late. It's over. They've taken it. Sam, they took the ring.
Begging your pardon, but they haven't. I thought I'd lost you. So I took it. Only for safekeeping.
Give it to me. Give me the ring, Sam. Sam. Give me the ring. Understand. The ring is my burden. It will destroy you, Sam.
Come on, Mr. Will. We best find you some clothes. You cannot go walking through mortar and not wet your skin.
Has passed beyond my sight. The darkness is deepening.
If Sauron had the ring, we would know it.
It's only a matter of time. You suffered a defeat, yes, but behind the walls of Mordor, our enemy is regrouping.
Let him stay there. Let him rot! Why should we care?
Because 10,000 orcs now stand between Frodo and Mount Doom. I've sent him to his death.
No. There's still hope for Frodo. He needs time and safe passage across the plains of Gorgoroth. We can give him that.
How?
Draw out Sauron's armies. empty his lands. Then we gather our full strength and march on the Black Gate.
We cannot achieve victory through strength of arms.
Not for ourselves. But we can give Frodo his chance if we keep Sauron's eye fixed upon us. Keep him blind to all else that moves.
A diversion.
Sauron will suspect a trap. He will not take the bait.
Certainty of death? Small chance of success? What are we waiting for? Justice be done upon him.
The light's passed on, away towards the north. Something's drawn its gaze.
That would take the heart of me. A day may come when the courage of men fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship. But it is not this day. An hour of woes and scattered shields when the age of men comes crashing down. But it is not this day. This day we fight. By all that you hold dear on this good earth, I bid you stand! Stand on the West!
Side by side with a friend.
I could do that.
It'll be spring soon. The orchards will be in blossom. And the birds will be nesting in the hazel thicket. And they'll be sowing the summer barley in the lower fields. And eating the first of the strawberries with cream. Do you remember the taste of strawberries?
Sam, I can't recall the taste. The sound of water, the touch of grass, naked in the dark. There's nothing, no veil between me and the way of fire. I can see him with my waking eyes.
Then let us be rid of it. Once and for all. Come on, Mr. Frodo. I can't carry it for you. But I can carry you. Come on!
Frodo.
Thank you. Over now.
Grand River. Thank you. Gandalf's fireworks. The light. The party tree. Rosie Cobb Jansen. She had ribbons in her hair. If ever I was to marry someone, it would have been her. It would have been her.
Thank you.
Now come the days of the king.
Does not belong to one man, but to all. Let us together rebuild this world, that we may share in the days of peace.
Thus it was, the fourth age of Middle-earth began, and the Fellowship of the Ring, though eternally bound by friendship and love, was ended. Thirteen months to the day, since Gandalf sent us on our long journey, we found ourselves looking upon a familiar sight. We were home.
Right. How do you pick up the threads of an old life? How do you go on? And in your heart, you begin to understand. There is no going back. There are some things that time cannot mend. Some hurts that go too deep. That have taken hold.
Frodo?
What is it? It's been 4 years to the day since Weathertop sat. It's never really healed.
There and back again. A Hobbit's Tale by Bilbo Baggins. And The Lord of the Rings by Frodo Baggins. Finished it.
Not quite. There's room for a little more. Bilbo once told me his part in this tale would end, but each of us must come and go in the telling. Bilbo's story was now over. There would be no more journeys for him, save one.
Tell me again, lad. Where are we going?
To the harbor, Bilbo. The elves have accorded you a special honor. A place on the last ship to leave Middle-earth.
Frodo. Any chance of seeing that old ring of mine again? The one I gave you.
Sorry, Uncle. I'm afraid I lost it.
Oh. Did you? Should I have held it one last time?
The power of the three rings is ended. The time has come for the dominion of men.
I think I'm quite ready for another adventure.
Farewell, my brave hobbits. My work is now finished. Here at last, on the shores of the sea, the end of our fellowship. I will not say do not weep. Not all tears are evil. It is time, Frodo.
What does he mean? We set out to save the Shire, Sam. And it has been saved. But not for me.
You don't mean that. You can't leave.
The last pages are for you, Sam. Dear Sam, you cannot always be torn in two. You will have to be one and whole for many years. You have so much to enjoy, and to be, and to do. Your part in the story will go on. Well, I'm back.
Jenny's end. Sleep now, dream of the ones who came before. They are calling from across the distant shore. Why do you shores are calling, you and I will.